There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle, as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string, and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings, as the night rolls in. On the rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. It's time for every righteous man to step up tall. Take a stand, there is so little time. For if we fear and hesitate, soon it will be too late. We're the last hope of mankind. Time hurries on, the shadows fall. The hand is writing on the wall. But even now, there's still a chance. For if the ones called by God's name repent of sin and seek his face, he will hear and heal the land. There's an unseen hand reaching from above, and a gentle voice that beckons to the shelter of his love. Come on home, my wayward child, 'cause out on the horizon there's a pale horse running wild. Prepare, because my wayward child, can't you hear the thunder of hoofbeats from a pale horse running
back, my friends. Gotta love that Charlie Daniels. Welcome back to Resurrected Republic on the RBN Network. Derek the Freedom Screamer, thank you for joining us once again. this fine March evening. Rain just kicking in up here in upstate New York. We appreciate you being with us. It looks like this might be the last blast of winter. We pray for spring as soon as possible. Very interesting show last night, and we hope another interesting show tonight. During my research on the Freemasons, I wound up encountering all kinds of technical difficulties, including my search engines and telephones doing strange and unusual things. So it looks like we're right on track with that one. I want to join, I want to bring Chris in from Las Vegas. Chris, do we have Chris yet? Working on getting Chris on the line. Having a few technical difficulties here as we push the right buttons. And you know what those buttons are. The Vickers and the Masons. That simple. As soon as you start getting into these secret societies that have infiltrated our government, it explains pretty much everything. The thread that binds the tyranny throughout the ages. And it goes back and it goes deep.
He's talking at the show.
And I want to remind people that this show stands on Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Let me repeat that. Who will stand up for me against the evildoers? Who will rise up for me against the workers of iniquity? Sam on the board, did you have did we have someone on the line?
Hello?
Brandon. Brandon, what brings you to Resurrect the Republic this evening?
A friend who has asked me to just call in. And, you know, we've spoken for several years now on just sovereignty, common law, and different, you know, subjects, and, yeah, Freemasons and all that stuff. And I guess he's particularly asked me to call in to maybe, you know, I'm not claiming to be an expert in anything other than I've studied a ton of stuff, and I'm particularly interested in common law and truly just the rights of man. And he had just mentioned to me about things I'm aware of, concepts, things I've spoken to Carl Lentz about in different approaches. So I don't really know where to go with this, other than I guess there's a man who is in jail and he needs to be brought out of jail. And I don't know where to go at this point in time, but what I can, I'll just initiate this conversation by just saying that, you know, everyone has got to understand that, you know, Freemasons are, yeah, either they, you know, they are or are not doing what we all believe they're doing or don't believe. It's almost irrelevant, and I've gotten caught up in that in the past myself, but I no longer do that. But I guess the message that I would have to say to everyone is that you have to, and this is a message I've learned from Carl Lentz, maybe I can convey it to in a more understandable, comprehensible way than maybe he is or is not doing for those. But you know, the bottom line is that we're created by man, and you know, common law, you know, it's really not a common law thing. It's really not a statutory thing. It's a man, rights of man thing, and we all have to understand that and walk on earth stand alone as man. We don't understand underneath the laws and the statutory jurisdiction. We stand alone as man to be let alone as man. We can engage in statutory jurisdiction. We can not engage. The bottom line is that you have to act and be a man, and there's no jurisdiction over man. There's no consent when you're a man. You haven't consented. So there's a whole big confusion there, I would have to say, as far as do you want to be sovereign? Do you want to be any of those words, because those words are that, you know, I might not be exactly correct here, but those words are statutory understandings. The bottom line is we're man, we're woman is a man, we're created by God, we have no reason because we are a being created by God with no restrictions unless we have violated the rights of man. And I teach my kids this. I say, look, you either you have to commit in order to commit a crime, you have to have a victim. The state cannot prosecute you because it, now they will. I'm not saying they don't, but they can't legally or no lawfully prosecute a man. They have to prosecute a person, a subject, a citizen, someone who has consented. And that is the fine line that people have to understand, that when you consent through many actions, many communications, then you have now gone into their control. And what you want to do is not consent. Or I don't even want to really use the word consent, to be quite honest with you. You want to act in, again, like I said earlier, standalone as man. And what that basically means is that when a man has not violated the rights of man, they haven't harmed property of man, they haven't violated any rights of man, then those who are acting as commissioned agents or officers or however you want to term it, then they're actually violating their own oath of office to uphold and protect the Constitution. And therefore, they are now violating the rights of man, and they are moving a false claim against man. Most people in jail are having false claims moved against them, meaning there is no victim, so there is no crime. But the state is still moving a, say, criminal domestic violence against so-and-so because the neighbor called the police on them because they're fighting, and now the man's going to jail. That is a false claim, and that's what we have to understand, that we have to learn and understand what a false claim is and how to prosecute those who are moving false claims against man. And I'm not telling you anything that I've thought of. This is absolutely Carl Lentz is the man who knows this better than anyone. He doesn't know it. He is this. He acts it. So there's the, you know, I hope that's some clarity. I mean, that's where we'll start. And if there's any way I can further explain that to clarify some of the concepts, but it's not a cookie cutter approach. It's about being man. It's about communicating to the court in writing. It's about not being pulled into the second dimension of statutory jurisdiction of law, and having them believe they have consent, or that you have consented into their jurisdiction. Does that make sense, the things I've kind of broken down at this point in time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you've listened to this show before, but we're constantly harping on the fact that the state cannot be a victim. Society cannot be a victim. It does not exist. It's a fictitious entity. We stand on common law, grounds. It's affirmed in the Constitution, and even though the Constitution's top-heavy with witches' courts since the Judiciary Act of 1789, which was put forth by Freemasons, such as Oliver Ellsworth, very famous, very powerful, the lead senator who rammed the Judiciary Act through, which was the beginning of the end of our republic. We had barely 10 years of a republic from 1779 to 1789. That was about it. And in 1789, as we reviewed last night, the Judiciary Act put us back under maritime admiralty law, in which under the new administrative procedural state, which under, you know, pretty much all they have to do is throw one clause, and they did in these acts that say to be determined by the judge at his discretion. And that just opens up everything. So now that's just a giant procedural nightmare, and even though we do have common law rights, and we can file that with the court. Of course, the court just usually blows right over that and does what it wants to do procedurally and out of vindictiveness for those who stand on patriotic grounds. And I do see a pattern of persecution of patriots in the courts, and it is definitely coming from this. I mean, wait till you hear the list. I think I'll save it for Friday, but I can get into some of the background of how deep. You know, Benjamin Franklin, while he was writing the first, drafts of articles for the Constitution, was writing drafts of articles for the Masonic Lodge simultaneously, and they carried some of the same precepts and concepts. I mean, it's so right. Pervasive. It's nothing we're going to get bogged down in, but it's a history lesson for the listeners to realize that it's what is the thread that binds this tyranny. And it's the Masonic lodges, formerly called Masonic temples.
Sure.
And of course, the entities that have the exclusive right for conferring law degrees on law students are the Inns of Court. Two of them referred to as temples, the Inner Temple and the Middle Temple. And they're out of London,
sure.
And that's why everybody who's an attorney has an ESQ next to their name, which means Esquire. That means they're obeying the Admiralty courts and laws of the seas that came out of London and Rome, and removing any constitutional or common law standing we have. And on top of that, they brainwashed each other into believing that if we're not a licensed bar licensed attorney member, they just don't hear us. We can have the best arguments in the world. We can file the most perfect common law documents in the universe. We can have our T's crossed and our I's dotted in perpetuitum, and they're still, I mean, we'll go back to my favorite example, Judge Daniel Doyle in Rochester, New York, New York State Supreme Court judge, got up there and he issued a ruling that Bank of America said the relief will not be granted unless if there's no appearance by the plaintiff's attorney. And what he was saying is, the Bank of America, he was saying, you know, at least you got to send your lawyers into court if you want to steal this guy's house. Three times,
right.
Bank of America failed to send their lawyers in, and he's still found in favor of the bank in violation of his own written ruling. So, I mean, where do you go? There's just no justice. There's no continuity. There's no respect for the common law in the witch's court. And there's enough amoral henchmen and henchwomen out there who will enforce these unlawful, anti-constitutional, in opposition to the common law, in violation of natural rights, God-given rights, to be a living man or a living woman. All the documents that we do say, you know, I, so-and-so, John, a living man, one of the people, you know, not having consented to being in any trust. We're well familiar with the fictitious entity called society being perpetrated by the witch's court, the treating of human flesh as if it's a fiduciary instrument instead of a living being. And and definitely, I agree with you. Standing on your grounds as a living man, a living woman, whatever you are, that's what. But it's nothing very little things succeed very well in the modern witches' court, other than massive public pressure, activism, outcry, outrage, protest. That's the only thing that works, and that's what I encourage people to do. Activism trumps paperwork every time.
I once thought very much like you, but I no longer do in that capacity of creating, all this, civil type of protesting. I'm not saying that it hasn't worked in the past. I no longer believe that's the action that is required for things to return to the way it really is supposed to be. And that's, again, our rights were given to us by God. I believe it's more of a... It's much more simple than that, I believe. And
I disagree. It is the only thing that works.
Let me just finish. I really do believe it's more simple than that. I think that we've all been so indoctrinated into the statutory jurisdiction that our words and our actions are so statutory that we don't even see it, even when we're trying to come out of it. And what I believe that needs to happen is. I've been next to Carl many times, talked to him, seen information that he shared with me after he learned to trust me, because I'm on his I understand him as much as I can't say I understand him. I can't say that. I comprehend him to an understandable degree that I'm able to change my own personal opinions or direction, and that is, you say very little. You say it in writing. You prosecute the man acting in the capacity of the agent. And you prosecute them all, and you get the nation to prosecute every man acting in the capacity of a commissioned agent at one time. And you flood the courts with man saying, we're not putting up with this any longer. We created you. You did not create us. Therefore, we bombard the system you file claims. File claims against them.
Hold on a sec. We got to come to a break here. Stay with us. We will be right back. Ladies of the left, hypocrisy. Little open houses for you and me. Welcome to the face.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Good back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Brandon right now. We're going to talk with Brandon till the bottom of this hour, and then we're going to bounce over and welcome Chris from Las Vegas in. So hang tight, Chris, our next guest. But Brandon, continue with your... Continue with your points you'd like to make on the common law and the fact that we are, Brandon's mentioning the fact that we are all living men, we are, or women. We are not fiduciary instruments or conscripts in the military or the Navy, even though that's what they're treating us as. It is very simple. Your documents need to be simple. Nobody's a bigger perpetrator of simple documents more than me. I always say one page, maybe two. The judge isn't going to look past the first couple of sentences anyway. So you're dreaming if you think the court's going to take notice of your pro se or pro per stuff. You don't have that bar license. They like to scoot you right out the door because the system is upheld and they make their money and on all the way around on the statutory, administrative, admiralty, regulatory nightmare that they're putting on top of us. Mm-hmm. And once again, the thread that binds are the Masonic lodges. They and you can find most of them on the internet. Al Gore, lawyer and top Tennessee Freemason. Judge George Bartlett, the third of New York. He was a Freemason who was admitted to the bar in 1978. He was made a Freemason in 1975. They intimately weave them together, even in the Ballotpedia, which was like an online thing like Wikipedia, which described the bio, and right there in his official bio. And they don't let that stuff in there without their authorization. So, and if you knew how many Freemasons... Sure. Are run throughout the government, the courts, entertainment, the media,
universities, sports, it will blow your mind. And we'll get into that over the next few days. Sure. But back to you, Brandon.
Yeah, I don't doubt any of those things that you said at all. I believe the point that I think that the public needs to get is, and I don't want, I, and I don't, I'm going to say something. I'm not here to correct you because I don't know if I'm even correcting you. My understanding is that we're not even men. We are man. It's so delicate, the communication and understanding that, you know, you need 20 definitions. You need to understand the position of man, and that's all you need. And in fact, ignorance, you know, as I've spoken to Carl, you know, he's gotten ladies, their children back. And he says, Spanish women who can't speak English are easier than the English women because all he does is share with them, this is what you write, this is what you say. You don't say anything else. It's the fear factor that gets us all. That's exactly what happens. You know, one thing I've gathered, and I believe to be true, is through studying this, is that why I say we're not here to protest and do those things, I believe that's us falling into their trap. That's a voice that we're creating a voice against a fictitious voice. Why are we arguing with a fictitious voice? Why do we argue with our three-year-old who says we can't have another beer or another popcorn?
We're not arguing with a fictitious entity. We're making our points at the living agents, the living men and women, because they aren't robots. That fictitious entity is run, managed, and administered by living men and living women, and that's whose ear we chew on.
And in my opinion, that voice that you're describing right now is done in their court saying, you are violating man's rights, you're violating your oath of office, and if you move further on this, you are violating, you're prostituting a man, and you're moving a false claim. And these are the things that will happen. I've put so-and-so judges in this county on notice, and you don't argue with them at that point in time with a in paper. Now, yes, if you find yourself in court, then you have to argue because that just simply means to make your point crystal clear. So, yes, you must argue once you're in court, but the whole point is to stay out of court. And to do that is to do that is the only way that I understand it through studying many things, many different approaches, is to simply do what you said. You make it simple. It's not even a page that you've got to do that you submit. It's two sentences. It's three sentences. It's looking at your child and saying, "I said go to your room, and I said now. Well, why? I'm not explaining to you why, son. You're five. I've told you to go to your room." Okay, he goes up there. Now, if you start arguing with him, next thing you know, he's 5, 6, 7-year-old. I've got him. I've got these young kids in my house. They learn how
to argue.
They learn how to...
Yep, I hear you, Brandon. Good points. Thank you for joining us, Brandon. We appreciate it. We're going to get Chris in Las Vegas next. Be patient, Chris. We've got one more commercial break we're going to get to. Let's tell the witches to go to their bedrooms. I break to your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down.
Don't be a jerk. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Back to Resurrect the Republic. Welcome back. Whoa, quiet on the set. Got a little background noise there, y'all. We're on the air, so hang on 1 second. Let me get the introduction done here before y'all jump in. Derek, the Freedom Streamer. You're listening to Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. Beware of those who use the word democracy instead of the word republic. It's a massive difference. We're not founded as a democracy. We were founded as a republic. Better 1,000 men or women who are guilty go free than one innocent person like Tom Acquavara go to jail. And I tell you this, the only thing that does make a difference is activism and protest and a unified voice in large numbers. By the way, this country was founded on protest in large numbers with many people unifying as one voice, making it heard to the unlawful courts and the living agents who manage them, making it heard to the unlawful soldiers in uniform and those who manage them, making it heard to the banking establishment and the landowners and the crown and all the tyrants, all the elitists, all the system proper uppers who want to say, no, hey, everybody, don't be activists. They don't like that. The only thing that does work, you can have the best paperwork in the world. You can say, I'm a man, and this is a common law court, and all you want, but they're going to blow right over you. And the classic example was my friend Tammy in Connecticut, when she had no voice, no people standing with her as a group. She was incarcerated in a psychiatric ward for 6 months because she was a patriot, and a really good habeas corpus was buried. Very simple, a couple sentence habeas corpus right to the living entity, was completely ignored by the courts. And when after she got out, she got picked up again for walking down the side of the street without a driver's license. And she wasn't walking in the road. She was just walking down the part where you're supposed to walk. She got walking without a license. And because we had a common voice of thousands of people calling on her behalf, she was able to walk away from that with no charges on her record. And she was, and you know, and so once again, I've seen the proof. I mean, in one person, two cases, one where they had people calling, we do for Tom, unifying together as one voice, and then when there was none, and when there is none, when you're alone, flopping in the wind, and there's no common voice, you can say whatever you want, and you're at the mercy of the witch's court, which is not very merciful. And when you have a common voice of many, many people speaking together, standing for each other, even if it's just making phone calls, and keep being persistent, demanding they send you the email in response, where's the charge, where's the victim, where's the possession, prove it, prove it, prove it. You keep bothering them enough, they will eventually collapse if the pressure is enough from the public. But if the pressure is minimal or it's short-lived and it goes away quickly, well, they say, great, people have a short memory. They were outraged at first, but now the people have gone away, great, now continue the tyranny. And we can't let that happen. The only thing we have is our common voice, a lot of it, speaking at once, speaking the same concepts, and standing together, or we're all going to go down. So there's no room for individual. There's no winning individual battles. It's just whether you're not going to win it. I've seen it happen. When people are alone and have nobody to stand with them, it's a complete disaster, and they'll do all kinds of ungodly things to people, and they're doing them right now all over the country. Hundreds of thousands of patriots are being persecuted. Hundreds of thousands of innocent people are being locked up so the district attorney could get a conviction and leave the community. I mean, DNA evidence has exonerated multiple people who are on death row. Did you get that? People who are on death row, about to be sentenced to death, were found to be innocent after DNA testing, which has now freed many innocent people from the witch's jail. So anyway, on that note, Chris in Las Vegas, are you with us?
Wow. As a matter of fact, I am, Eric and Brandon, and I was listening to Brandon earlier, and I think the word he was looking for, that there must be a victim of the crime, is a corpus delicti, the body of the crime, the injured party or property that must be there in order to constitute a lawful injury or harm to another for their crime to be committed.
Yep, and the witch's court and the district attorneys are constantly claiming that society can be a victim. Oh, the state is a victim. Oh, really? Where's Joe State? Put Mr. State or put Mrs. Society on the stand and let her testify. Can't do it. It doesn't exist. Right, there has to be a living entity. Once again, people have heard me say this many times. Society is a fictitious entity. That means it's false. If there's not a living man or living woman who can show victim status, or that they have some injury, whether it's physical or financial or property related, what have you, then there is no crime. And of course, okay, so great, so they ignore that. Want to get what they won't be able to ignore is thousands of people calling and saying, yeah, we know you're scamming us. There is no victim to this crime. That means there is no crime. Let these people out, or the people are just going to indict you on the common law grand jury's format. That's the other thing. I mean, if we don't have what do we do? Get rid of the common law grand jury whole idea thing? That's essential mechanism to putting this republic back on track. The district attorney is never going to indict the judge for doing unlawful things. The district attorney is never going to indict the local sheriff or the chief of police. Are you kidding me? I don't care if they're from different political parties or what. They're going to circle the wagons. They're going to CYA and cover each other's rear end. That's what they do. So there's no justice. I mean, the only thing we have right now is mass resistance. No compliance, no enforcement. Why don't I hear anybody talking like that? I hear all these people coming out and coming on all over the place in the truth media, so to speak, movement, saying, oh, we got to go back to the We got to go back to the Congress to fix it. We got to fix it statutorily. We got to change the law. It's not the enforcer's fault. It's the people who pass these laws. Bull crap. Not the people. The people who pass the laws can do whatever they want. They can go cut your mother's throat. Are you going to go do it because you were ordered to? It's insane. It all comes down to the executioner. Is there somebody out there stupid enough and with a low enough moral quality to go out and feed on their own people just by literally legalizing the unlawful and stealing everything they have until they're broke and starving? Literally, and it's come to that. So anyway, it is absolutely not the order giver. So I could sit here and say, hey, Chris, go do this, go do that, go jump off a cliff, go slaughter 100 people, go take over that county and give it to me, blah, 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 blah. And you're supposed to put your finger in the air, not your thumb, and say, no, go screw you. I'm not going to do it. And you're gonna say, no, Eric, the Freedom Screamer, I'm not going to go commit that atrocity. I don't care how much money you pay me or whatever. And that's what we need. We need people to remember the basics, the common basics. When you get it, if you're ordered to do something that's in any way violates all the unalienable rights that we enjoy as just being created, then you have no business, you have no business exercising any authority absent a physical victim. Once again, back to the no victim, no crime. You can't come out and say, well, you don't obey this, your car doesn't have that, we saw you do this and it could have done that. And there's so many could haves, would haves, and should haves that we're living literally under communist occupation. And Chris, if you want to open up that communist manifesto again, maybe we'll get back into that tonight and show people how we're there. I think it was every single one of those points in the communist manifesto are in some way or another, either directly or very closely indirectly, already in place here in this formerly free republic. And once again, you know, there was no amount of paperwork or court appearances or brilliant speeches in court, no matter how simple they were and short and sweet they were, that freed any slave people in any tyranny over the centuries, whether it's from ancient Egypt, right through to East Germany when the wall came down. That was mass groups of people doing things all at once. The Exodus wasn't, a singular battle, everybody fighting there. They worked together and walked out of Egypt. When the Berlin Wall came down, those were a lot of people. Those were the masses of people. The people have the power. And if they have moral authority on their side, and in this case we do, we're just trying to resurrect our republic, return our God-given unalienable rights to the people, not return them. I don't like that concept that they can take our freedom and we got to get it back. We never lost our freedom. We just have giant piles of scumbags who are willing to violate it time after time after time. So I'm going to contend the only thing we have, the best thing we have under any circumstances, and what this country was founded on, is unified, massive protest with people binding together with one voice, under a common set of principles, basically starting with freedom and kind of working out from there. Most freedom revolutions are reversals. They're not institutionalizing anything. They're usually repealing and reversing and rejecting and retracting a whole bunch of tyranny and codes and regulations and statutes that are put upon us by an overbearing, out of control government. So activism is activism trumps paperwork. Activism is the only thing that the court sees. I mean, you can say anything you want when you get into the court. They're going to either laugh at you or ignore you. And usually both simultaneously. They'll act like they're ignoring you and kind of giggling under their breath. In case we see him, they're not going to get... You can say whatever you want. The only thing you have is the people who are with you and the people who will call on your behalf. And that's why we're so encouraging people to stay on top of the phone calls with Tom. We're calling the Attorney General's office, the Vicar General and the Judicial Vicar in Oregon, and, of course, the sheriff who's holding him. This is just a giant rut that we're in. And don't think that your voice doesn't matter. Your voice does matter, people. It absolutely does. They hear the hundreds and hundreds of phone calls coming in. It's precisely why the Judicial Vicar in Oregon appointed a special man named Deacon Walsh to this, specifically to Tom's case, and whether that's going to do any good or not. We can all guess on that one. But the fact is, they are hearing us, and so your voice is getting through. Don't Give Up Calling. I'm pretty sure I have the number for the new Attorney General, Jeff Obsessions. I think I have it memorized. Let's see if I can do it from memory. 202-514-2000. Yeah, I was right. Here it is. 202-514-2000. And just keep calling and letting them know we have not forgot about Tom. We expect him to be released. This administration is not for real. If they're going to continue forward with these cases that are nothing more than patriot persecution, they're going to say, look over here, what we're doing over there. It doesn't affect anyone's life, really, at the grassroots level. Tom's still locked up. Cases are still moving forward in Nevada. People who are innocent are still being held. You know, technology is still being interfered with when I go and try to research the Freemasons. So I know I'm doing something right. I know I'm right on track. You know, Paige is coming. Oh, I went to the courtroomwatch.com, the lovely website for the courtroom observers here, Eric's website, courtroomwatch.com. I think we have both .org and .com, but it's set up as .com now. We got the jury nullification flyer posted, and now when you go there, it says error 404 not found, and the link's right there. So obviously that's being interfered with. But once again, we know that they are very, very scared of the jury nullification flyer. I'll try to get that reposted. You know, it's difficult. I mean, we don't run the Internet. There are entities that are our enemy that do run the Internet. And if they don't like something, they're going to block it, interfere with it, jam it, pull it down, delete it, put up a 404 error, even though the link's right there and we had just seen it. Go ahead, Chris. So,
it might be a good plan, since it's such an important concept, if you were to send it to John Stattmiller or the board operator there at Republic, they could probably post that link for that particular document and anything else you want to put there right on their website, and I'll bet you would get a high increase of those documents, and it might be less tampered with.
Well, that, I would hope that would be true. That's a great idea. I'll give it a shot and see if John's willing to do that. I'm sure he will be. It's just a simple jury nullification flyer. When we can open that up, because right now I can't even access the file. So it's obviously being blocked. So what I'm going to do is eventually I will read it over the air slowly. It's just a page, but it's good, and it talks about the judge committing jury tampering if he starts instructing the jury that they can only interpret the law as the judge gives it to them. That's a lie. That's jury tampering. That's it's a number. I could dig up a whole bunch of other stuff too, but it's highly unlawful for a judge who is intended to be nothing more than a referee do things like that to the jury. And I saw in Shane Bennett's case, the judge, Craig Duran, state Supreme Court judge in upstate New York, I mean, getting in people's face, come right down off the bar. And it looked just like Monty Hall on the Let's Make a Deal, the old game show, the original game show, except he was wearing a black robe. And everybody's sitting there in the gallery, all the potential prospective jurors, and he's waving his arms around, big smile on his face was totally red. Tell they were freaking out. The DA was swearing in the back room and stuff because we got the jury nullification flyer in everybody's hand, and the entire jury pool now knew that they could judge the law as well as the facts. So anyway, and you know, he threatened the jury. Threatened, if you can't tell me that you're going to only interpret the law as I give it to you, then raise your hand right now. And pointing at people, and you know, people were like freaked out. You could tell it was intimidating. You know, you're in the witch's court. The witch starts yelling at you. There's all these armed agents standing around. Yeah, he was ungodly. And so, you know, and of course, as we saw in Oregon, the message got through, and the jurors actually said, yeah, thank you, the message did get through on jury nullification. So if there's enough signs, I think they were even putting chalk on the sidewalks up there. If they don't bust you for doing that, that's a great idea. But definitely T-shirts are excellent because they can't make you take off the shirt. And you can wear that right in the courtroom. And the jury will look right at you and see jury nullification. It's your right. And they'll go home and Google it and find out. And all it takes is that one juror to say, no, this law sucks. Let this person go free. And that's all it takes. And somebody's life could be in that one juror's hand. You know, so we're talking big stakes here. Life or death, people's lives being destroyed. I know there's a lot of listeners to this show right now who've been jerked around by the witch's court or the Nazi henchmen that are infesting our streets in some way or another, whether it's criminal, civil, administrative, environmental stuff. I mean, just it goes on and on and on. I mean, there's so many people are getting dragged in to the system, to the spider web right now, that it defies all explanation. But I try to explain it by looking at the history of what people specifically and what groups of people were instrumental in initiating the early tyranny. And on that note, we will be right back after this break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer of Chris in Las Vegas. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Father of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of years.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Thank you for staying with us tonight on Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm with Chris in Las Vegas. We're chatting tonight about a whole slew of things as usual. My research continues into Freemasonry, and I like to share that with people because I know a lot of our listeners are not online, and they like to hear these things. They may not have a computer or be able to get some of these things that seem to be pretty interesting, very significant bits of history. George Washington was a big perpetrator originally of the public school system, which is not the greatest idea. But Chris, before we go back to Chris, do you mind if we get a caller? I don't want to forget about our caller. We got Gene, or is it Gene or Dean in Georgia?
Hi, Eric. This is Gene Carro in Georgia. Yes, sir. Hi, Chris.
Excellent. How are you, my friend? Good to hear
doing
you.
Doing good. I just wanted to come out to the point. Cut it short on my point here so we can get right to it. In order to get these guys out of jail, Tom and everybody else, I think the proper procedure is to go on the offense and prosecute in a common law court of record, and that is where the judge is just a referee. And if they violate those procedures where the jury, you know, where the jury's the judge, you know, as taught by Carl Lentz, I think that's what they need to do to, you know, if they to really go on the offense, to really have the best chance of winning. And I was just wondering how much have you studied of Carl Lentz's material?
Well, I'm vaguely familiar with it. The people I know who have tried to apply it in court just basically got blown right over when they tried to use it. The court's only going to hear what they want to hear. So even though it may be a brilliant argument, and I'm not disagreeing with his stuff, it's right on track. It's right on the money, and I very much agree with it. But there's almost nothing that works in the witch's court except massive public pressure, and that's what I got to keep falling back on. I know I sound like a broken record, but that's really it. And guess what? If we go massive public pressure, even if it's just a phone blitz or massive emailings or letters, but preferably bodies there on the scene is what really helps. That's the only thing the system respects. It really is. Look at Gandhi. Oh. Gandhi was a world-class lawyer, and I mean, and a good one. He was fighting for those people. And, you know, it didn't really much matter. Ultimately, he had to have those massive protests going on to make anything really happen that was fundamentally friendly to the freedom status of freedom in his country. So, and same here with our revolution. We made the point with, you know, with a unified voice of protest. This country was founded on protest. And we didn't look.
Yes.
Did we win? And I know you know this, but I'm saying to some of the people out there who are naysayers, did we win the American Revolution by? And I know all the problems with it. Nobody knows more than me. But did we not more or less win it? Well, we didn't win it by filing papers with the court in England. We didn't do it by sending petitions with all these signatures on them and showing up or standing up in the king's court and saying, I'm a man, I reject you, in this common law court you must free me, and this action is unlawful, so it doesn't exist because there's no victim to this crime. And they'll say, nice try, lock them up. And that's the way they operate.
Yeah.
That's a tyranny. And that's why it's so frustrating,
yes.
And the only thing we have is the massive public pressure. So we did not win the revolution with a little bit of freedom we got out of it. It was short-lived as it was until the Judicial Act of 1789 killed everything under the Freemasons like Oliver Ellsworth, who we talked about last night. But
I have another point I need to make.
My point. We won it by protest and by fighting for our freedom. And I hate to have to go there.
I need to make
this is where tyrants push us.
That's the break.
Be with us, caller. Hang in there, Gene. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Gene in Georgia and Chris in Las Vegas. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.